Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Later on in the show today, Matt's going to karaoke "I'm Proud to Be an American."
Yes, finally.
Because at least I know I'm free.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But in the Tom DeLonge voice.
Okay, even better. Yes.
Where at least I know I'm free. There you go. We just killed the show.
Hello, America.
Yeah, you better believe it, Godfather. You better believe it. Big game Sunday, 3:25, Ravens-Chiefs. We're all excited about it. Again, I can't emphasize as much. I think it's a cigarette game. I think it's after one of these games where you're just like, all right, well, I think I can go to bed now. Spent, right? Get spent. But that's where I think this game is headed. I think this is going to be one of those games because both teams are kind of at that point in their season where, yes, it's way too early to say that if a loss, you're out, whatever. But Baltimore's had their, you know, battles. The Chiefs have had their battles. We talked about a lot of them yesterday with their right tackle issue, with the running game issue, what's Xavier Worthy's role. And I will say, if we focus this on the Chiefs, because we can talk about Lamar and Baltimore and all that as well, but I think when you look at the Chiefs this year, they've kind of already used two things that they don't really use until normally the end of the season, right? And the two things that I emphasize on this is like their get-out-of-jail-free cards, right? And that is Mahomes' legs and Spags sending like the jailhouse break, right? Like normally it's in the playoffs, you're like, man, Spags dialed it up, right? Mm-hmm, the shirts came out later on in the season. And then all of a sudden it was like, we don't know where he's blitzing from, Jim. You know, that kind of stuff. Here's McDuffie. He fakes it. And then here comes Roland Wallace and boom, it's 4th and 12, right? Like that's normally like divisional round,
yeah.
You know, when a big game when you need it, that's when Spags shows that. Mahomes' legs, right? That seems to always be in the playoffs. Like the Philadelphia run in the Super Bowl, San Francisco in the Super Bowl, Tennessee, the game that's probably one of the greatest play he's ever had, the run down the sideline.
Yeah,
If it's not that one, I'll have a debate. Right.
Yeah, like, we could it's one of my favorite plays that he's ever had. I mean, it's spectacular.
It's insane.
I mean, it's just, I can just see it in my mind right now, like, touchdown.
I mean, that's where the, double Maloney was born.
Yeah.
By
the way, now when people come up to the car and ask for money, I give them Maloney's business card to call this guy.
Yeah. It's the same thing. If you have a problem with this show, feel free to email steven.spector@odyssey.com. And those are the two things where last week Mahomes didn't use his legs, right? I think he had, what, 5 yards rushing?
Yeah, it was not a lot.
Didn't have to do it, right? That was one of the things. So that was what was concerning for me seeing that from the Chiefs. Now, I know that we go back and we've heard Mahomes talk this week that maybe he's got happy feet and he's got early exit, you know, syndrome when it comes to the pocket because he's been so burned in the past. And the blitzing as well. They blitzed the hell out of, 19 blitzes on Jalen Hurts, 101 yards passing. You don't really have to blitz that much against Russell Wilson. Like you said, he'll throw it to a pole, a goalpost, a fan, whatever it may be. But That is a little concerning. If we're having a little concern about the Chiefs, in my mind, outside of just, you know, player being hurt, player being offsides, running game minute. But to me, it's like they've already shown this, right, early. And it's not because they want to. It's because they had to. So mm-hmm. this game where both teams are going to have to show everything they have, I think we'll still see maybe at least one of those where maybe we see a lot of blitzing of Lamar. We saw 7 sacks from Detroit against them. Short week. Defensive lines busted up. How long is Mahomes going to be on the field? That sort of thing. So I'm interested to see if, like, Mahomes' legs are a factor in this game, let alone how many times Spags blitzes against Lamar.
Well, it's interesting you use get-out-of-jail-free cards on that, because that's what it was in the past. But now it's kind of who we have to be because of where we are, right? I think right now, until this defensive line can show that they can get pressure bringing 4, which is very tough for anybody in the NFL at this point in time, right, you're going to have to blitz. You're just going to have to. You're going to have to get to the quarterback some way. And if the front 4 are not doing that on a consistent basis, then, okay, this is not our game plan anymore. Maybe blitzing becomes more of who we are in order to get to the quarterback. And then Mahomes' legs, too. Like that's why I think having Worthy back is so important, because hopefully he's able to open some things up. And Patrick doesn't have to run as much, doesn't have to get out there and do those things. And he can run more like he used to in the past, where it's 3rd and 9 and he gets 10, right? You're not running out of necessarily necessity because it's the only way you can move the ball. You're running because we've got an opportunity to pick up a first down. Everybody's covered. The field is wide open. I can take it and go. Like those are the type of runs I want to see from Mahomes. The cool runs that you don't necessarily have to have, as opposed to, oh my God, I'm being flushed out of the pocket. I got to run because nobody's blocking for me type of run.
Cool runnings.
Good movie.
Fantastic movie. R.I.P. John Candy. Rich Eisen thinks the Chiefs have turned a corner. Maybe it's the Mahomes play. Maybe it's the second half adjustments, but this is Rich Eisen on the Chiefs turning the corner.
And I'm saying is we're going to find out on Sunday against the Ravens. I think the Chiefs might have turned a corner.
Oh.
Just saying. I think the Chiefs turned a corner last week. You know, they came out, they started throwing around. I mean, Tyquan Thornton made a couple catches. You know, now we're hearing Xavier Worthy's going to be back. Right around the corner, here's Rashee Rice. You know who actually scored a touchdown? Kareem Hunt scored a touchdown. You got a rushing touchdown from this team. So I think the Chiefs turned a corner on Sunday Night Football. And we're going to see it against the Ravens.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
That's right. That's the higher register take of the week.
Is that him being, oh, you're a cute little boy, patting you on the head, or was that genuine?
I think it was genuine.
I think the Mahomes play, I've heard a lot of people in the media say that that's one of those plays where it's like, damn, that was Pat that just saved that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that play.
The defensive Mahomes play.
I know a lot of people have said that might have been the play that saved the season. That's a play that, like, showed, like, all right, guys, like, that's our quarterback out there. Like, only one understanding that they can get the ball here because it's a backwards pass, and Isaiah Pacheco's completely lost, and Mahomes had to go out there and do it himself. Because if he doesn't get that ball, man, the Giants are on the 2-yard line. Who knows where that game goes? Who knows what happens in that locker room at that moment?
Right.
So maybe that's the corner they turned.
Or then did the Chiefs just take over 1st and 10 at the 2 because Russell throws 4 into the stands? I mean, there is that possibility.
That helps, right? But I mean, like, the whole.
But you do that against Baltimore, forget about it.
Right. You know? And if Baltimore does it against the Chiefs, forget about it. Yeah. Like, if Derrick Henry fumbles again, my God. Like, ooh. I mean, like, honestly, who's in more hot water? Jawan Taylor or Derrick Henry?
Well, here, yes. But I would think in Baltimore, it has to be, because when you fumble the football.
I want to see more Justice Hill.
But still, you fumble that football, man. He's cost them 2 games. He has legitimately cost them 2 games right now because of his inability to hang on to the football. And so has Jawan Taylor cost us a game? It's hard to say that Jawan Taylor has truly cost us a game, but you can absolutely see that Derrick Henry's cost the Ravens 2 games by fumbling the football. Turnovers are just absolute death nails in the NFL. And you turn the football over, your chances of winning drop dramatically. And so you fumble in the 4th quarter inside your own territory like that. You've given the ball away, man. You're Derrick Henry. Your number one goal is to protect that football, and he has not done that this year.
If there's a Marilyn Robb in Carrington, they're 100% saying Derrick Henry.
Oh,
washed.
No doubt.
Because wicked washed.
Yeah, like that's Lock, that's Boston. Lock and Fora's out there telling you that Derrick Henry is washed right now, right?
I am interested to know what their perspective is, like, on Derrick Henry. Like, because that's, dude, this is not the norm. Like, this is something where you're like, whoa. Like,
I listened in a little bit yesterday on the Odyssey app to Baltimore. I didn't really hear him talking about Derrick Henry. It was just like they're
Tuesday would have been the show.
Yeah, probably. Or, well, yeah, Tuesday, that was a Monday night. Yeah, Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday would have been. But like, they do sound defeated, though. I mean, I remember listening to the Baltimore broadcasters, the Odyssey station there last year at playoff time when we were facing the Orioles. Remember that quick series that we went to Baltimore and won, right? And I remember listening to their broadcasters that kind of week leading up to that series and into that series. And boy, the defeat in their voice, you could hear it. Like, they had already lost that series before it started, according to the Baltimore announcers, right? The guys who do what we do in Baltimore. I'm listening, like, God, these guys are defeated already. Kind of sounded like that yesterday, too. Like they're deflated right now with where their football team is because they've never been in this situation before, right? They've always had a good defense. They're legitimately 32 in the league in every category, right? As Binkley said the other day, we're not talking about the 29th worst defense. We're talking about the 32nd worst defense. And so they're in their feelings. They don't know what to do. They're experiencing something that they've never experienced. The depression in the voices that I was listening to yesterday or the day before on the Odyssey app was just like, all right, we're 1-3. We got to go to Kansas City. This thing's already over. Like, it was really, really, really depressing to listen to them and find out where they are. But it reminded me exactly of their mindset going into the playoffs last year. I'm like, I hope that's the mindset, man. If they're coming in here with that defeatist attitude already that's permeating that city, I love that, man. I love it.
What year would this – like, this is what year – 6 of the Harbaugh Lamar window.
Well, what year was he drafted?
While ago.
Would have been. Yeah. This is like his 7th season.
So, was he drafted before Mahomes or right after Mahomes?
After.
He was the year after, so he was 2018?
I think so.
Yeah, because he won the Heisman at Louisville in... because Lamar's 27, Mahomes is 30, just turned 30. So I think he's 2 years.
Is it 2019?
Mahomes drafted in 2017.
So then he would be 2018 or 2019. Yeah. So you're talking 5 or 6
so
years
it's
with
like,
this.
Kind of like the first, because they've been
2018.
2018.
Yeah.
So he was, you know, you think about it, 32nd pick in the 2018 draft. And then that first year, decent, but then it starts. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's year 2, here's year 3. This is the first time they've maybe had a sort of season where it's like the 11-6 one would be the first one for the Chiefs, right? Where it was like, is this the window kind of closing? It's not wide open. The breeze isn't flowing as well. What are we doing here? Where I think this is the first year in Baltimore's like run with Lamar, where it's like, this is not normal. This is Derrick Henry fumbling the ball. This is, you know, Lamar getting sacked 7 times. This is our defense is, you know, beat up and banged up. We're 1-2. We got to go to Arrowhead. Oof. You know what I mean? Like, this is the first time where Baltimore's kind of had that sort of, oh, shoot moment where it's like, okay, we're not that dominant team, right? We're not the team that, you know, we're up 45-20 against the Bills, and we lose that game.
And we lose that game.
3 years ago, they don't lose that game.
No, they don't lose
that
game.
This year, they lose it. Detroit, Baltimore, great game. That's a game they're in it until the very end. Detroit kind of was the more dominant team. Blast them with the running game. Derrick Henry, another fumble. Lamar Jackson, 7 sacks. All of a sudden, it's like, is the Harbaugh window closed? I mean, again, that was what it said on First Take the other day. That was their discussion. Like, is it time to panic in Baltimore? And I don't think panic is ever a word to use.
No, unless not you were week 3.
Unless you were 0-3 and you're coming in this game and you were like a 6-point underdog. Then panic all you want. But again, this is one of those games where, like, you look at the meter of weight of where this game weighs on both teams. I think the game weighs more on Baltimore. I know a lot of people think the Chiefs, but I think I really do think there's a lot of weight of pressure on Baltimore because of the situation that they're in. This is some adversity they have not dealt with yet.
Right, before. And the biggest difference is, Dusty, is
now
that
they did go 0-2 last year, but then they won 5 straight. So, again, that was nipped in the bud quickly.
Real fast.
So, again, a win against Kansas City, we're talking a different game.
Yeah.
And a loss to Baltimore, the Chiefs are going, oh, shoot. Okay, Jacksonville, then Detroit, then Oakland or Vegas, and we get Rashee Rice back. So, again, I don't know, man. I think it's pretty close. It's 55-45 weight of pressure, I think, is on Baltimore.
I don't disagree with that. I would probably put a little bit more on Baltimore, and the only reason I do is because they're losing guys while we're getting guys back, and that's the biggest difference at this point of the season. It's like you're losing guys. You've got a defensive tackle who is your best defensive lineman, and nobody knows when that guy or if that guy is going to return. I mean, when you hear a coach at the podium say, I don't know what I'm allowed to say about an injury or whatever the situation is, that's not a good thing. That means, oh, wow, we've got something here that we've never seen before, and we don't know how to handle this type of situation. So they've got all of those internal injuries that they're dealing with. I mean, we're dealing with a left or a right tackle that can't figure out the snap count, right? We can replace him. We've got options there to replace him. If you're dealing with a running back that's constantly fumbling and then you joke, you got to go to Justice Hill,
lies.
Yeah, but whoever said it. But there it is. I mean, therein lies the problem. we have a $10 million backup that people believe in, that they gave him that money to, that can go in there and play and take that problem out of the game. If Derrick Henry continues to fumble and he turns the ball over, you don't have an option right now there at that running back spot. And then it's all on Lamar Jackson. Because if Derrick Henry fumbles early, Baltimore's known to go away from their running backs in games, right? We have seen that over the years. If he fumbles early, you may not hear from Derrick Henry the rest of the way. And then it's all on Lamar. And then you can pin your ears back and get after that guy.
There's also a game in which this has a lot of stars on the field that can impact the outcome of the game. The list that you have, we can go in your order. But for sure, you got Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Zay Flowers, Xavier Worthy, Tyquan Thornton, I think you could put on that list. And then you have Creed and Trey at the top.
Yeah, I came up with like these four guys who I think the game is going to kind of teeter upon.
From just
right?
Kansas City's
perspective. Yeah, just Kansas City, right? For our perspective. I do think Creed and Trey need to play this week, right? This is an opportunity for those guys inside to kind of get healthy, to start mauling some dudes. Their defensive line stinks and it's injured. This is the opportunity that those two guys have to go out there and dominate and to show who they really are. Why did we pay them? Show us this week why we paid them. Get that running game running. I think Juwan Taylor's a big, big, big part of this game on Sunday. If he makes a mistake, I do think this is the week he does get pulled.
They had all the coordinators talking yesterday, man.
I mean,
you had Gabe Merritt, you had Dayton, you had, Spags?
Andy Heck.
Andy Heck was talking. Man, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big, big, big game, I think, for Juwan Taylor. He needs to get out there, and he needs to play big. Worthy, I think it's a big game for him. I think there's a lot of expectation. I think there's more expectation from the fan base in Worthy this week than maybe anybody else,
wow.
Right? Well, you want to see what you haven't seen yet. You know, I haven't seen Worthy yet play this year. I haven't seen Worthy in year two yet. I was really excited to see Worthy in year
That's
two.
That's fair. I would tell people to temper their expectations this week.
Well, it's hard to.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
but as you always say, we were expecting this huge thing. If it's not 100 yards and a touchdown, we're going to be disappointed.
I think, right. And I think I'm not expecting that. I'm just expecting that one big play where you go, okay, there it is.
There's the speed.
Yeah, there's the speed that we need. Because that's all you need in the NFL. You need to have one big play like that, and it changes the whole landscape of the way defensive coordinators are going to go about doing it. Because if he breaks off a 45-yarder or something like that, right? Okay, now we got a plan every time he's in the game. It could be a run. It's not a guaranteed pass. Gets those defensive coordinators thinking. The more they think, the better it is for us, because the more they mess up. And then finally, Leo Chenal, whoever's going to be the spy on Lamar Jackson, he may be the most important player on the field this week. This could be one of those big-time games for a guy like Leo Chenal if he ends up being the spy, which we think he will be, on a guy like Lamar Jackson. So those are the four kind of guys that I'm looking at this week. Like, if they have big games, we're putting ourselves in a great opportunity. Yes, Travis. Yes, Butker. Yes, Chris Jones. Yes, Patrick Mahomes. But everybody else has got to step up their game as well. We can't constantly just say it's those three guys and then everybody else. If everybody else raises their level of play, this team gets exponentially better.
Yeah, we may even double spy like the Lions did last week. They had multiple linebackers just kind of hovering wherever Lamar Jackson went. I wouldn't be too sad if Leo Chenal and Drew Tranquil were doing that.
Yeah, and you have a luxury of being able to do that, I think, too, with the defensive backs that you've got, you know? I mean, you've got really, really good defensive backs, and so you can probably give yourself that opportunity because, when you spy on somebody, kind of stays back there in the pocket a little bit longer. As long as your guys in the back end can cover, you can do that all day. And they've done a really nice job of covering dudes, you know?
Yeah, I might put Chenal at like two there. And I might take Taylor off. I understand why he's on your list though, because of, you know, having to play a clean game and do all that sort of stuff because of the heat he's under.
There's nobody under more stress and pressure in this game, other than Derrick Henry for fumbling, than Juwan Taylor, right?
And then I think that where I would put is Josh Simmons. Is this the game? Is this the game where you tell Pat, like, hey man, you got it. It's fine. Like, trust me. I can keep this side of the line full. I know Kingsley's going to have his shot at that too. But to see Patrick Mahomes comfortable in the pocket with two speedsters playing on the field at the same time, that's something where I think this is like a Josh Simmons game. Like, hey, just give me 4 seconds. Give me four back here. Give me 3.5. Just give me 3.5. And let me know that I have that, and I'll make things work. I think you could put Josh Simmons on that game. That's somebody that will impact the outcome of this game as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, I mean, it's got to be a Juwan Taylor game this week, man. Like, I'm looking at that guy. And for me, this week, there's no free passes. The first mistake he makes, that's the last mistake he makes, I think, for this team.
I hope that's the case.
They're pretty loyal.
I was going to say, part of me thinks that's not.
Then why did you allow your general manager to go spend $10 million on an offensive tackle this offseason?
Great question.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Use that on the running back. It would have been awesome.
Well, that's the thing. That's the trickle-down effect right now.
Well, my question is, are you trying to protect the loyalty with one person and risking 10 other guys on the field?
Well, and that's where I am important? Now. Yeah.
What's the ratio mean to you at that point?
Yeah, because that's where I am right now. His performance is having a direct mental impact. The tight end lost his cool on the sidelines again, and it was right after Juwan Taylor made another mistake. Patrick Mahomes talked about it this week, happy feet. Andy talked about it. Nagy's like, everybody has talked about this guy. I'm tired of talking about this guy. Go out there and do your effing job, bro.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Well, longer he stays, the less confidence I have in Jalen.
Well, that's the other thing. But like when the brass gets together and Brett and Andy sit down and they decide what they're going to do in the offseason, and they think Jalen Moore is that guy, and they go give him $10 million and then he's nowhere to be found. And I understand they drafted Josh Simmons and it was a preventative move. That's a big insurance policy. And you've got this guy sitting out here and a guy that kind of can't play and whatnot. Was that money well spent by the Chiefs? Right now, it doesn't look like it.
Right now, it's money that gets bent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.